Welcome. This is Tara Moore, and I'm so glad that you're here joining me to find your inner mentor, as we talked about in Playing Big. Go ahead and get a paper and a pen. You're going to want to do some journaling and note-taking right after we finish the visualization. Turn off your phone. Make sure that you've gotten any interruptions set aside and that the people in your house or your office know to give you about 20 minutes without interruption. And then find a comfortable spot where you can sit, maybe a cozy chair or sofa, or you can recline in bed. I also want to give credit where credit is due. This visualization comes from the Coaches Training Institute. It's their future self visualization, and it's what leads us to discover the inner mentor, that unfailing voice of wisdom inside of us. Let's begin. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths, breathing in and out, slowing down. Relax your body and bring your attention to the area right around your eyes and relax the little muscles around your eyes. Release your jaw. Let your cheeks feel heavy. And just notice your breath as you inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Imagine that your body is a body of water, a calm lake. So as you take a breath in and then release it out, you can imagine that just like a soft current in that body of water. And let each of your exhalations carry some tension away. And again, with your next breath, let any tension or stress just float away. Bring your attention to your feet and notice if you're carrying any tightness or stress in your feet. And if so, just soften there. Let a feeling of soft heaviness come into your feet. Then move your attention to your calves and your shins and relax that area, sending some breath there to loosen it up. And then soften around your knees, breathing in and out and relaxing more deeply. And move your attention upward, releasing your quads and your upper legs. And let any tension that you're holding there just seep away, floating away as you breathe. And then as you take your next inhalation, imagine your breath moving into your hips, into your pelvic area, and let your breath just open all of that up. As you exhale, let any stress and tension melt away. And now let your belly fully release. Maybe let out a sigh. Relax your torso and your chest. And now move your attention to your upper back and your shoulders. And let any tension melt right off and down your back. Soften your neck, your jaw, and your tongue. Letting go in your jaw, loosening through your mouth. And now relax your brow and let go of any tension that you're holding there. Now release your upper arms. Any tension melting away, your lower arms and your hands. Now, bring your attention to the spot on your forehead, right between your eyes. And notice a beam of light stretching out from that point on your forehead. Imagine that beam of light there. And just notice if the beam of light has a particular color to it, or a set of colors to it. Notice the quality of that light. And then notice that the beam of light stretches all the way up and out of the room that you're in now, out and above the ceiling. Notice that it actually stretches all the way up out of the building that you're in, and it shines out into the sky. Start to travel along that beam of light. Start to imagine floating up, and just let yourself walk along that beam up out of the room where you are, following the beam upward. Allow the beam to take you higher and higher. Notice the building where you were now beneath you and getting smaller in your view. As you travel upward, notice the beauty of the sky as you move through the clouds. Start to see the view of your whole city or town below you. And then as you travel faster and higher, start to see the whole region where you were beneath you. And move up and up until you can see the beautiful globe of blue and green and white. And enjoy the view. And then travel upward and upward and upward until you're in blue-black space. Silent, velvety, and dark. Notice that there's another beam of light next to the one that you're standing on. Notice what the color and quality of that beam is. Notice that this beam stretches all the way back down toward Earth. But notice that this beam of light stretches down towards the Earth 20 years into the future, 20 years from now. Go ahead and step onto that beam and let it gracefully carry you downward. Notice the Earth starting to come into focus again. The contours starting to get clearer and clearer in your view. Enjoy passing through the clouds as you make your way downward. As you begin to get closer to the earth, start to notice that you're going to the home, the dwelling place of your future self, yourself 20 years from now. Start to notice that the beam of light is taking you to meet that future self. Notice what part of the world are you in. and continue riding the beam downward, enjoying the views below. Follow it all the way until it takes you to the dwelling place of your future self. And it drops you off right there. Take a look around. What kind of place is this? What is it like? What does it feel like? Look around at the outside. And then notice that there's a house, a dwelling place. Start to make your way toward the door. As you approach the door, see that your future self is coming to the door to warmly greet you and welcome you. Take in her presence and her face. Just take in her presence and her face. Let her invite you inside. And now as she guides you in, notice what the inside of her house is like. Look around. What's on the walls? What kind of place is it? What's the feeling inside of the house? And notice as she offers you something to drink and something to eat. And now she brings you to one of her favorite spots in the house for a chat. She's present and ready to listen to you and to share with you. And sit down with her in that favorite spot. Ask her, what has mattered most to her over the past 20 years? Go ahead and ask her now, what has mattered most to you over the past 20 years? She may answer you in words or just with a feeling or a facial expression. She may answer you through imagery. Listen to what she has to say. And now you might ask her, what do I need to know to get from where I am to where you are? What do I need to know to get from where I am to where you are? Listen to her answer. Again, she may answer you in words or just with a facial expression or by giving you a certain feeling. Ask her, what will help me sing my true song? Listen to her answers and let them surprise you. Now, go ahead and ask her any other question about anything you'd like to ask her, big or small. You can ask her about a dilemma or a tough situation in your life, or anything you'd like to get her perspective about. Go ahead and do that now. And finally, ask her, what is your true name, other than your given name? What name are you called by? Be open to whatever surprising name shows up first here. It might make sense to you or it might not. Now bring your visit with her to a close, knowing you can come back and visit her anytime. Thank her for the wisdom and the guidance she's giving you today. Notice as you're bringing your conversation to a close that she has a parting gift that she's very excited to give you. And let her bring that gift to you. Now make your way out of the house and find your way back to the beam that brought you to her. Go ahead and step onto the beam and let it begin to carry you upward again. You can watch her home getting smaller and smaller beneath you as you move through the clouds, all the way up and up. Into dark, blue, black space. And now notice that next to the beam that you're standing on, there's another beam, the original one that you traveled on. Step onto that beam and start to travel back down to the earth in the present time. As you travel downward, start to see the earth coming into focus below you. See the landscape of your part of the world, your country, your region. And then as you travel downward, see your city or your town from a bird's eye view. Follow the beam all the way back down into the room where you began your journey. Slowly come back into awareness, into your body. Feel your toes. Feel your fingers. Wiggle them a little bit. Feel the support of the chair or the couch beneath you. When you're ready, open your eyes and journal about what you saw, about your future self's presence, her home, her answers to your questions, her true name, and her parting gift. And then use the materials in the chapter on the inner mentor to unpack and begin to understand what you met in this visualization and to learn the practical tools for how you can tap into her wisdom and be guided by your inner mentor as you move forward in your life. Thank you.